Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Meta published a paper in the journal Science detailing an AI called Cicero, which it claims is the first to achieve human-level performance in the strategy game Diplomacy. Unlike other games mastered by AI, things like chess or Go, Diplomacy requires mastery of language for negotiation in the game. It trained on online versions of the game, using two combined engines to handle strategic reasoning and language processing. Meta claims Cicero achieved more than double the average score of humans, ranking in the top 10% of those playing more than one game. Protests broke out at a Foxconn iPhone factory in Zhengzhou, China. Like many other factories in China, the plant had been operating in a closed loop to prevent the spread of COVID-19, meaning employees lived and worked on site. To retain staff under these conditions, Foxconn promised incentives like bonuses. Videos show hundreds of protesters involved. Some protesters say these started over delays in paying promised bonuses. Others say they were protesting over food shortages. Ubisoft confirmed three recent PC game releases will arrive on Steam, with Assassin's Creed Valhalla coming on December 6th, followed by Anno 1800 and Roller Champions at an unspecified date. Ubisoft hasn't released games on Steam since 2019, when it called Steam's 30% commissions unrealistic. Microsoft announced the general availability of the Windows subsystem for Linux, now available in the Windows Store on Windows 10 and 11. It was previously available as an optional OS component. This should allow for faster updates through the store rather than through Windows updates. The store version will also allow Windows 10 users to use graphical Linux apps rather than limited to command line offerings. Qualcomm said phones with its new Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 chipset would hit the market before the end of the year, and we now have the first announced phone, Vivo's X90 Pro Plus. It also features a 6.78-inch 120Hz OLED display, Android 13, and a Zeiss-branded main rear camera with a 1-inch sensor. Pre-orders open on November 28th, shipping in China on December 6th for 6,499 yuan, about $910. HP announced it plans to lay off nearly 10% of its workforce, impacting up to 6,000 jobs. This comes as the company reported revenue fell 11.2% on the year in Q3 to $14.8 billion. Since 2021, the company added about 10,000 employees to meet strong PC demand at the time. The analysts at John Petty Research report integrated and discrete GPU shipments fell 25.1% in the year in Q3 to 75.5 million units. Within that, desktop GPU shipments fell 15.43% in the year, while laptop GPUs fell 30%, the biggest drop since 2009. Intel led in market share thanks to its integrated GPUs with 72%, followed by NVIDIA with 16% and AMD with 12%. Twitch announced new child safety features for its platform. It now requires at least one phone verification before a user can start live streaming, meant to help prevent previously suspended underage users from creating new accounts. The company also said it's expanding the signals we use to catch and terminate accounts for users under 13. Twitch also closed on its Spirit AI acquisition, which uses language processing to detect harmful chats on the platform. NVIDIA confirmed findings from an investigation by GamerNexus that melting issues on power cables for the RTX 4090 were the result of cables not being fully plugged in to the GPU. It said it was aware of 50 cases of melting cables globally and is investigating ways to ensure the connector is secured before powering the card. Upload VR reports Valve received a patent for a new VR controller with a linear hand strap adjuster, letting users let go of the controller as an additional control method while in VR. It also includes tracking dots, described as infrared LEDs, that can be tracked by the headset itself or Steam VR's external base stations. Headset-based tracking would be required if Valve released a standalone VR headset, although it currently only offers the tethered Index headset. And finally, back in April, Recorded Future reported that it observed a threat actor targeting the Indian power sector over the last 2 years. After seeing the report, the Microsoft Threat Intelligence Center began an investigation, finding that attacks came through the BOA web server, used by vendors across IoT devices and software development kits, despite being discontinued in 2005. This opened the door to arbitrary file access and data leaks through known vulnerabilities. Some SDKs did patch some of the vulnerabilities, but IoT vendors may not have included these in firmware updates. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.